Good evening. Good evening. Thank you. Wasn't sure if I was on. Welcome to our cantata. I don't know about you, but we, the choir, are very excited to be here tonight. Since last year, we were not able to be here at this time together in person. We have a beautiful piece. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks to Joanne Nuss for the prelude and upcoming offertory and postlude music. We appreciate that. When it comes time for the offertory music there during the intermission, I won't have any words at that point. We'll just go out. We'll use the offering box, which is back in the back of the sanctuary, if you desire to give. That's where it will be at. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, it is with joy and praise and thanksgiving that we gather in this sanctuary this evening on this day that we call Palm Sunday, an exciting day leading into an amazing week. We are so fortunate, Lord, to live on this side of the cross where we can look at your word and we know all the events that are going to take place. But Lord, as we present this cantata tonight and with the narration, we pray that our hearts would be fixed upon you, Lord Jesus, and those that were with you at that time, through those days, through those moments. And we give you all the praise and glory, for you are our risen, resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus. And it is in your name we do pray. Amen.
Jesus was dead. He had been reviled and abused by cruel soldiers. This was followed by the distressing death marched through the city streets in Golgotha's hill. Finally, there was the actual execution by crucifixion. Joseph, a member of the Sanhedrin, received permission to bury Jesus. He had been a quiet follower of our Lord for some time, but now it was time to go public with his devotion. Laying the body in his own tomb, he placed a stone before the entrance. The burial was only temporary, for Joseph and some of the women of the town planned to return after the Sabbath to give Jesus a permanent burial. But then when those women arrived at the tomb, they discovered how very temporary his burial was. The stone was rolled away, and Jesus was not there. He was alive.
He is alive.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary of Magdala went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said,
"They have taken the Lord. The seal for the grave has been rolled away from the entrance. They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him."
So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
Faithful women sought the tomb where Christ loves.
Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her,
"Woman, why are you crying?"
"They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him."
At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not realize that it was Jesus.
"Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?"
Thinking it was the gardener, she said,
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him."
Jesus said to her,
"Mary."
Standing quietly outside the Savior's tomb, overcome by deep despair,
Mary stooped to take another look inside. Would he still be lying there?
But then her eyes beheld two angels robed in white, and as from them she turned away, there was another she did not recognize until she heard him say, "Mary, Mary." Instantly,
it was Christ whom she adored.
He was alive again, her heart was overjoyed, for her it was a happy day. Had she not seen him there beside the empty tomb? She not heard me.
Mary turned toward Jesus and cried out in Aramaic,
"Rabboni,"
which means teacher. Jesus said,
"Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
Mary of Magdala went to the disciples with the news,
"I have seen the Lord."
And she told them that he had said these things to her.
Today we look beyond the empty tomb.
The miracle of Christ's resurrection transformed martyrdom into a triumph. At the crucifixion, the world said no to Christ. At the resurrection, God said yes to the world. It is our duty to tell the world that Christ lives, and so shall all who trust him. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Save the price. He came a sacrifice on a cross.
on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came among them and said,
"Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. When the other disciples told him that they had seen the Lord, he declared,
"Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said,
"Peace be with you."
Then he said to Thomas,
"Put your fingers here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
Thomas said to him,
"My Lord and my God."
My heart and voice so gladly on
Then Jesus told Thomas,
"Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe."
Must we see the marks of the nails in his hands? Must we see his
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name.
Voices
Yes, indeed, Christ arose. We have so much to celebrate every day of our lives. Thank you again for coming. May you have a blessed week as you go through your services, as we fix our eyes on Christ and the cross and the resurrection. Please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. How about if we give a hand to our director, Martin Sieverding, and our accompanist, Jennifer, and our narrator, Judy. Thank you. Thank you. The congregation will be ushered out.